Well, Lockheed Martin is working on a tool to detect and defeat disinformation. It is essentially a tool of mass surveillance. They're not going to use it on you, they say. Don't worry about that, right? No. What do you think they're going to use this for? Let's take a look. This came at a cost of $37.2 million. It was from a grant from the U.S. government. So you paid for this. You paid for them to spy on you. So why would a weapons maker want this algorithm tool? The idea makes me a little nervous. What about you? The tool is called Semaphore, and it is ready to be deployed. It already has been developed. We're going to watch the whole video. It's about a minute and a half long of how they tell us what it is and why they need it. So watch.
Seeing is not believing, especially in the age of artificial intelligence.
The technology itself is neutral.
The possibilities are endless and a little frightening.
When you think about the catastrophic potential to public trust from deepfake attacks.
A viral fake picture followed by a real dip in the markets Monday.
There is another front on this war tonight, disinformation.
AI being used as a propaganda tool.
We are way past the point of no return on this.
We're not gonna get rid of it. It's not possible.
Everybody's like, we need to get a handle on this problem. We need to do something, but nobody knows what to do.
Research investments in countering deepfakes have seeded an opportunity space that is timely, necessary, and poised to grow. With the help of industry and academia around the world, the Semantic Forensics Program developed hundreds of analytics and methods to help organizations and individuals protect themselves against the threats of manipulated media. Their work has systematically driven down developmental risks and has paved the way for a new era of defenses against this mounting threat. Now, we're calling on the broader community to take what we've started and bolster the ecosystem needed to defend authenticity in a digital world.
Okay, so the broader community, that means you. They want you to submit to everything being scanned because they say we can't distinguish between deep fakes and real videos. So they're going to scan for us. Well, what will they scan? Everything. News, the internet, entertainment media, text, audio, images, video. That's what's being called large-scale automated disinformation attacks are supposed to be detected and then labeled as false by this tool. Now, this was developed by DARPA, the U.S. Defense Department of Advanced Research Projects Agency. The prototype is already in the works and it costs taxpayers $37.2 million to be used abroad, of course, to protect you because you don't know any better. You might see something and believe something they don't want you to believe. So they need to tell you what to believe and what not. But of course, we know that this will be a dragnet of what we post to, not just deep fakes and misinformation. Plus, this goes without saying, but I'm going to say it anyway. The U.S. government has a crap track record on disinformation. Can you think of a time when they warned us about disinformation and that actually served to protect us?
No.
Anytime. Well, okay, the COVID pandemic? No, they told us that.
No, they blocked it, suppressed it.
Right. They told us the vaccine could stop the spread of COVID and anything to suggest otherwise was disinformation. They got an F on that. Philip, were you going to think of something? You had something?
No, I was just agreeing. No, I cannot think of a single time.
Can't think of anything. Hunter Biden's laptop? No, they told us that was disinformation. Turned out to be true. Russian election in the 2016 Trump campaign? They spread that disinformation. That was theirs.
Yeah, they created that.
They created, right?
Using a steel dossier.
They told us it was disinformation that led us to vote a certain way. By using disinformation, Russian influence on Twitter, the Democrats created that disinformation. So never have they warned us about something that was disinformation that ended up protecting us. Never.
Hulik in our chat says, Natalie and Clayton will be scanned too. They'll probably say they have COVID after the digital scan. I don't know what that means.
Okay, sure.
They're using naked scanning, right?
Yeah, I've thought about this a lot. Like, if there was an AI fake of me naked, would I be upset about it? If it wasn't actually me, I'm sure I would feel very violated by that. But
yeah,
that's a tangent. I don't know why I went there.
You'd be weirded
anyway,
out by it. Like,
yeah,
would you? If it was like not you,
I'd be really weirded out because nobody has my image. So how the hell did you get that to begin with?
Right.
Right.
But
yeah.
Anyway.
Well, yeah, yeah, you. No one's ever seen Philip. Yeah, there's no image of Philip anywhere. You only hear his voice. So, yeah, that'd be really weird.
There was this kid in Australia who took his classmates in middle school and made fake nude pictures of them. And they were all really upset. If it were if someone did that to my daughter, I'd be pissed.
Oh, I'd hunt them down.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how I'd feel if it was me. And I was like, but that's not me. Why do I care?
Sick
Sorry,
bastards.
I didn't mean to take you on that tangent. That's where my brain went. Okay, so again, the U.S. government says that they're going to weed out disinformation, even though they've never appropriately warned us about disinformation to protect us from anything. And they don't prove here that deep fakes have been a problem. They can't prove real world harm. So what will they use this for? What I worry about is that they'll take real images and tell us that that's fake. That's straight out of 1984. So you see, let's say Zelensky saying, we got the U.S. to agree to funding the war in Ukraine for another decade, which he did say. And we can all get upset about that and say, we absolutely don't want to do that. And the U.S. government will say, no, that's a deep fake. He didn't say that. Or what have you. That's just an innocent use of that tool, right? But they are going to tell us what they're seeing, what we are actually seeing is not true. And we've seen that happening already. Go ahead, Philip.
Well, not to mention the fact that, like, in doing this, they have to be aware that if they start going after deep fakes that are out there, all they're doing, there's like, you'll say they have 20 smart people on their team creating this software. There's hundreds of thousands of people out there that are going to progress AI even further. They're already behind. They will never catch up. They can't catch up.
Yes.
They're just going to make it harder and harder for AI to be detected.
Right. Now, the one part in this video that sort of made me think is the part that says, well, everyone agrees this is a problem, but no one wants to do anything. And so they're making the case that, well, someone's got to do something and that someone should be the government. I'm going to let Thomas Sowell, economist and thinker and one of my favorite conservative voices and authors, I'm going to let him have the last word on when someone says the government should do something.
When people say things like, the government has to do something, I say, have you ever studied what happens when the government does something compared to what happens when they don't do anything? And for 150 years, the government of the United States did nothing when there was a depression. No depression during all those 150 years was ever as bad as the Great Depression of the 1930s, in which the government did more than it had ever done before in its entire history. The stock market crash occurred in October 1929.
Right.
2 months later, unemployment peaked at 9%. And then it started declining. And by June of 1930, it was down to 6.3%. That was when the first government intervention took place. And within 6 months, it was in double digits. And it stayed in double digits for the entire decade of the 1930s.
Okay. So even if we were to collectively agree that someone has to do something about deepfakes, I know who I do not want to do something, and that's the U.S. intelligence community. So let me know what you think of this tool of mass surveillance that we paid for.
I want to tell you about our friends over at Bunker Life, because Bunker is an affordable all-in-one app that protects you against identity theft, cybercrime, and surveillance. In fact, the last couple of months, there have been two major breaches that probably affected you. There was the breach at AT&T, which exposed all text messages, call logs of every AT&T customer. You might have also heard about the U.S. citizen social security numbers being compromised from the national public data breach. And that's where Bunker comes in, because Bunker includes patented pending, secure messaging, easy-to-use password management, secure cloud storage. I mean, why pay for several different applications when you can protect yourself with Bunker for just $12 annually? Bunker is owned and operated by security professionals with a long history of protecting the American public against cyber criminals and surveillance. There's never been a more important time than right now to protect yourself and the people you care about. So for a limited time, Bunker is offering a one-year free trial for you. 1 year free trial. All your friends and all your family. Go right now today and sign up. Just go to bunker.life today and use that code redacted. When you use that code, you will get that first year for free. And all of your friends and family should go and try it right now. Bunker.life and use the code redacted when you sign up using the application.